Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, available at Vitamin Life, Marlene's Market, Sprouts, and other fine health stores, as well as online. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
Today on Conscious Talk, we'll consider what some have called oneness or the connection of all things. What may be a lofty concept and can actually be brought down to earth by understanding the interconnections at play all around us. We'll talk today to documentarian Rose Madrone, director and producer of the film series The Connectivity Project, for her view of how we can and do connect.
Well, Rose Madrone has been working at the intersection of community building, filmmaking, sustainability, and education, and created some effective tools with which to reinforce the importance of understanding the interconnections at play all around us. In her work, she champions the understanding that our actions make an immeasurable difference in our communities and the world around us. So we're going to find out what that's all about. Rose, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Well, thank you so much. It's nice to be here with you all, and I'm really grateful for the opportunity to share with you and your audience.
Well, we love sharing with people who are especially local in our area. We're out in Port Townsend, and we know that you're near. And, you know, local people making a difference in the Northwest is a really big thing with us.
So, Rose, I think we want to start by asking you, how did you get involved with the Connectivity Project? Was it your baby? And what brought you to this?
Well, it's a kind of an interesting scenario. I have a background in teaching about botany, about the plant world, and herbal medicine, and both of those are very interwoven with seeing the world in an intricate, complex, and interconnected manner. And I've taught things about that for a long time, and at one point I was asked at an interesting event if there was something that I could do. We were all asked this question, something we could do that would help cultivate the conversation we felt we wanted to be more a part of in the world, maybe something that was missing that we could make an impact on. And it's not something like changing world hunger or something that lofty, but something that we could actually do ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I just have always had this understanding that our actions make a huge difference. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, like, well, a lot of people, I think, don't necessarily feel that. They're feeling a little less empowered, and it's a little hard to see sometimes that our actions make a difference. And so I was trying to figure out the best way to encourage that, and it felt like film was a really universal way to educate people. If we could understand that there's a ripple effect to our actions and that we live in a world that's interconnected, we would then put that formula together and have that understanding so that our actions do make a difference. So I've spent a lot of time doing interviews about that and seeing how it is an understanding across time, across cultures of the world. So that's kind of the genesis of where this came from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so interesting, Rose, because when we started Conscious Talk Radio, our, you know, mission was to give people back to themselves, but it was connecting all of us through the airwaves, connecting to different authors and different experts and people like yourself, filmmakers that are making a difference. And it's all about connectivity. It's all about feeling and being connected and understanding that I'll take it even a step further. What we think, what we say, and our actions all make a huge impact out there in the world.
Well, and I agree with that. I think it's so interesting that so many of us, I mean, this is actually not a 2024 way of looking, right? That there are so many examples for everyone. So we're not saying anything new and eye-opening. However, The details of it are what's amazing. And so I love that that's what your program is about. And I'm sure listening audience, you know, you can come up with how you serve that way of communicating, or you at least think that way, or are ready to think about that in even a deeper way. So it's nice being able to have this conversation together.
Yeah, we've obviously talked for years about how, you know, we are part of this universe, and our actions actually have an effect. You know, we look around ourselves. We always, you know, we used to say the old saying was, or the old joke was that, you know, the universe will keep showing up in bigger ways. You know, it keeps knocking on the door until it finally hits you over the head, or, you know, takes you off the planet. And we're finally, because of our interconnectedness, getting to see the larger effects in things like climate change, et cetera, which is difficult to understand often from an individual point of view, if that's as far as we look. But when you start to realize the interconnectedness of everything, it really smacks you right between the eyes.
So has your documentary series, and we're going to send our listeners to connectivityproject.com. That's connectivityproject.com to learn about that and view these documentaries. Do you feel they've had a rippling effect in the community that you're actually offering this?
Absolutely. You know, you can actually rent these films. They are being shown in classrooms, actually internationally, from fifth grade on up through college, and actually into congregations at churches and stuff. And we just get really amazing responses. That I actually have a couple of testimonials from people, that someone who works at a teaching college, his comment was that the Connectivity Project, whether it's shown individually or in the complete series, ought to be viewed by every single person around the globe, because it can help us see that it plays a, that we each play a role in the macro and the micro level discussions regarding the creation of a better tomorrow. And one of my favorite quotes is from a 10th grade student who said that he worked in farming with his family, and he had no idea that pesticides and things like that impacted the way things survived in the fields through pollination, the impacts of things like that, and that he would forever think differently about the way his farming practices would be, because one of our episodes was about pollination and the plant and animal world connection and making wise choices. And so we get constant feedback of the aha moments that people have based on the many different concepts that we share within the documentaries.
Yeah, I love that you're reaching these younger people and delivering this food, if you will, food to nurture them and to teach them to think a little bit differently about what we do when, let's say, we spray pesticides or we, you know, put something in our water that affects all of us. I love that you're doing that and educating these young people.
Yeah, I think that one of the major problems is, and what you just said illustrated it, is people don't realize how interconnected everything is. It doesn't matter how long we've been saying it. There's still the majority of people don't integrate that into their lives. So can you give a scenario, I mean, another one from your film series that demonstrates, you know, how you educate somebody? I mean, what are the, we get about pesticides. Is there another major grouping?
Well, there's quite a few things. Actually, in one of the films, it's called Interconnections, we actually see across cultures and across time different faiths and cultures and how they have looked at interconnectivity, from the Jewish faith to Christianity to Islam to Buddhism. Like, some of those major tenets of, like, the do unto others kind of comment, it's like there's a basis behind each of those. And so in one of our films, we actually juxtapose and show how this is seen everywhere, you know, just as one example, but one of our other episodes is called Speaking Out. And we followed a young high school student, an Indigenous girl, in her science club. And they went to the legislature in the state of Oregon and offered grievances about the poor air quality in North Portland. And they wove the importance, how things are being affected because of the policies that we allow, because of what those kids did. And they went and they spoke their minds to the legislature. That, alongside of a bunch of other things that were happening in Portland at the time, offering evidence and trying to effect change, policies actually changed. And they were able to go to Washington, D.C. to talk more about it, and there were policy actions that changed. And here's the interesting thing. The civil rights movement, the women's rights movement, like all of these different things that have changed over time, the people who are involved in those won't necessarily see the change, but they know that they're working on something that's really important. And
We're going to hold it there. We have to stop there and take a quick break, and we'll come back with more from Rose Madrone, the Connectivity Project, connectivityproject.com. We'll be right back.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Conscious Talk, radio that transforms your life.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and we're here with Rose Madrone now. She's a documentarian and the producer and director of a film series called The Connectivity Project. And you can find out more about that and where to get it by going to connectivityproject.com. And Rose, you were telling us the importance of people getting involved. I mean, I think behind all of this interconnectedness is the importance of us being conscious of it and then taking action. It's not enough just to be conscious, but to take action. And you were telling about how some high school students started a bit of a movement that made change in Portland.
Yes, and so just to continue on with that thought, that, you know, I think one of the more important things is that we each have things that we find important that we want to stand behind and we want to work towards or speak out towards or something and wonder if our actions matter. And just the fact that we're on the path to do our best, to see if there's something we can do in that direction, whether we see the outcome of it or not, we are an important node in the thread of that motion of things happening, such as what this young high school student and her club did. So they were part of the conversation that actually implemented legislative change for how air quality is contributed to and such. And so I'm just wanting to encourage the listenership that it's true. We are discerning. We wonder if I move in this direction, if this actually is going to impact something. The fact that you're on the path just to do that means that you're seeding the possibility for that to the reality that you would like to see created actually happen. And so, again, when you put that concept that the world functions in a pretty interconnected way, you know that your actions will cultivate something. It may be a little something or it may be a big something, but it's really important to, and fun, actually, to understand that interconnectivity in a broader way and work, towards the things that you find the most important, because then you're contributing.
Yeah, and I like that you're pointing that out, Rose, because a lot of times I hear when I've told people, well, I participate this way. I sign a lot of petitions. I call my representatives and senators, et cetera. And they go, and has it made a difference? Well, maybe on a particular thing, it hasn't quite yet. But what I like to bring to people's, the forefront of people listening in their minds, is when you're moving in a direction and you have your attention there, whether or not you get to see the result, you, like Rose said, you're contributing to that energy. And that's what we want to contribute to. Sometimes people get discouraged, Rose, and think they're not making a big enough impact or difference. But I will say, with what you've done with this project, you're proving that we all make a difference. That's part of why you've put this together, correct?
It is. And, we spent a lot of time making it beautiful also, so that it would be, not just someone speaking at you and professing these things, but you can see how this functions throughout so many disciplines, so that if you're interested in one topic and not another, hopefully by seeing the various concepts that are presented in the series, you will find something that resonates with your exact interest, or it'll broaden you into others. And so the intention really was to broaden the perspective that, yes, this interconnectivity element is such a key part of seeing that things are continually in motion, because life is like that, and that if you do have that question of if your actions will amount to something, well, when you put that lens on, you put those glasses on that help you understand that interconnectivity that we're just reminding people of, you indeed can find some beauty and understanding. And, there's a phrase saying that action is the remedy to despair. And there's a lot of things that we each don't feel good about that are happening in society, whether it's social inequality or environmental degradation. I'm sure you as listeners can come up with anything that's on that list. But really, if you are putting yourself out to at least make a small change, or maybe you're just going to be in conversation about it with people, or you're going to write the letters to your government or whatever calls you, each of those things, again, when you put that lens on of the ripple effects of our actions and then how it's combined with the interconnected world, it's immeasurable what potential can happen, whether it's small or large.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that, and this is the lesson that we've learned over easily 23 years that we've been doing this radio show, is that it is a conceptual shift in how we live our lives. I'll give you the example. I mean, we talk about holism all the time. When we first started this show, we were attaching that to natural health, because that was our way of motioning through some health difficulties. And what we realized after a while, that, hey, it's not just about what you eat. Yes, you are what you eat, but it's also, as Brenda said, what you believe, what you think, on and on, the words you use. It's a holistic approach. And when you open up those doors, you start to live your life differently because you realize there are so many different energies that are affecting you at once. It's not the reductionist culture that we've been brought up in.
Yeah,
well, I think these are all important. And so I wanted to mention to you one of the real, there's so many things that have transpired because of the films. Just coming up in a couple weeks right now in Port Townsend, Washington, we're putting on the Connectivity Fair for the second time. And it was a fair that we put on last year that was first based around one of the films because it felt like it was something that would be inspiring to the community. And as a consequence, what happened last year is similar to what's happening this year. We will have over almost 100 tables full of different organizations from our community that are nonprofit organizations, whether they're doing work to protect the environment or social services or education or taking care of animals, like some of the heartbeat of the community. And so you can come to this event and you can connect with these organizations, and there will be presentations that talk about some of this, and it's very inspiring to learn from these different organizations. Maybe you will decide that you want to become a member of them and help some of their causes. Maybe it will spark you on what cause you would like to support. And we're also hoping that we can get other communities to do similar things where we have already created the template for it and would love people to reach out to us that we could give you materials to help you cultivate a similar thing. And I'd like to give the website for that that people could go to if they wanted, that's okay.
Yes, go ahead.
So it's l2020.org.
L, like in the letter L?
As the letter L, because it's for Local 2020, is our local environmental umbrella organization. So it's under their organization. So it's l2020.org/connectivity-2024. And you could go to that, if you happen to be listening to this before the event, and you will find information, and please come join us. Whether you live in our area or close by, come and see what we're doing, or you can go to it later if you listen to it after the event has happened, and we would love to be in touch with you to help you sponsor something like this in your community.
So when is it? I know it's coming to Port Townsend. When is it? What's the date? And what time is it?
Thank you. It's on April 20th, so coming right up. It's a way to begin your Earth Day week, and it's in Chimicum at the high school right outside of Port Townsend, and it's from 10 until 4 during the day.
Cool. So this probably sounds silly, but have you thought about sending any of these series to our government, to our Congress, teaching them about connectivity?
I know. It's true. I would love if anybody knows how to reach them. Absolutely. I've sent it a lot of places, but it really helps to have people who might, how the interconnected web works. If you happen to know somebody who's in the legislature or has a seat, communicating with them is the best way to get a broader ear. So if anybody has interest for this very topic and wants to be in touch with me to help spread these documentaries, because they're a conversation starter, please be in touch with me. And you can find my address to reach me on our website, connectivityproject.com, or you could just write to me at rose@connectivityproject.com.
Cool. Very good. And I want to remind you again for the Port Townsend event on the 20th of April, 10 to 4, is l2020.org/connectivity/hyphen 2024.
And that's going to be at Chimicum High School. So, folks, you all know where that is. And Rose, thanks so much for the series that you're doing And thank you for being with us on Conscious Talk.
Yeah, we really appreciate everything that you're doing. And folks, we appreciate you tuning in. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
Has your digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at fine health retailers nationwide and online.
Conscious Talk, radio that gives back to yourself.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.